Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Marquise Munson producing. Joe Rexroad from The Athletic joining us here, brought to you by Holly Gerenzen, your local Geico agent on Rosa Parks Boulevard. Holly can help you out with your car, your home, your motorcycle, your boat, your RV insurance, located at 2120 Rosa Parks Boulevard. Think local, buy local with Geico. Joe Rexroad, how many motorcycles do you own?
Hello?
How many motorcycles do you own, Joe?
Definitely. I'm afraid to go above 50 miles per hour in a car, so no. That's just me.
All right, let's get some Tennessee Volunteer stuff out of the way very, very quickly, just because I know you've been deeply into it as much as I have. First of all, Juwan Jennings, half-game suspension. Jarrett Garantano doesn't look like he's transferring. And, of course, Greg Schiano taking shots at the entire Southeast.
Yeah, an eventful week. And then some other guys, Johnson and Tatum going into the portal. No huge surprise, but a depth hit to the Vols for sure, next year. Guys you'd like to have around, if you have injuries. But, yeah, the Jennings thing surprises me, Braden. I really didn't think he'd be suspended. It's been really – especially college football rivalries more than anything in sports, like the lens through which people see things. It's amazing how different they can be on one side or the other, It's, the crime of the century stomp on the head on the one side, or – He didn't even know what he was doing. He was looking the other way on the other side, look, I watched that thing and I said, yeah, he meant to do it, and it was disrespectful. It wasn't like an injury harmful thing to me. From what I saw, I've watched the replay a million times. I didn't think he'd get suspended. I guess this is a half measure to sort of satisfy / tick off everyone.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, because Braden and I discussed it earlier, it's not the most egregious thing in the world, but then again, it's not the most harmless thing in the world. It's somewhere in the middle. You can look at it and say, well, he meant to do it, or you can look at it and say, well, maybe not. So a half-game suspension, I think it satisfies, the Vandy's fans that are screaming and then the UT fans that are saying, hey, this kid did nothing. He's harmless. Whatever the case may be. Looking at what – first, where do you think this team – what bowl game do you think they're going to play in? Because we had the Music City Bowl.
Franklin, Scott Ramsey.
Yes, I always get it mixed up. Franklin Music City
Franklin
Bowl.
Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. Bowl.
We had him on yesterday, and we talked about possibly UT being here – to plan their bowl game. What do you think they're headed?
Well, I mean, I think Scott Ramsey would give them a lifetime invitation, right? But I think they're going to be in Jacksonville. I don't think the Gator Bowl will let them pass. I think, you talk about always Tennessee is, you guys talk a lot. You guys just talked the other day about, this program and where is this program compared to other programs. I mean, that's a constant discussion. When it comes to this stuff, it's elite, and especially when you consider two straight years of not being a bowl game. I think Tennessee is an absolute commodity always, and I think maybe especially now that when you're red hot, you got some excitement going, you got some good stuff going on offense, and you've had a drought. I think it'll be Tennessee against, I don't know who, some Big Ten team in Jacksonville on January 2nd.
Joe Rexroad joining us here from The Athletic. The Tennessee Titans will play the Oakland Raiders after three consecutive wins. Josh Jacobs a little banged up. A lot of these guys banged up. What do you make of the secondary issues? And where, obviously, they're going to have three tough games to finish, but you got Oakland this weekend. Where are you most concerned about this team? Because I do think, and you've said this before, I think 4-0 down the stretch and 0-4 down the stretch, and everything in between is still on the table.
Yeah, totally. I mean, this is, it's interesting because this particular matchup, you know, it's probably the weakest wide receiver group you're going to see the rest of the way. Obviously, the Titans picked up Brock. That probably tells you something about, you know, Adoree, which is not good for the Titans. Obviously, already losing Malcolm Butler. But, you know, attrition, I mean, everyone's dealing with it to some extent right now. The thing with the Raiders is, you mentioned Jacobs. I mean, he's a tremendous player. And then Waller, the tight end, is and obviously that's a that's a thing the Titans still struggle with often, is, you know, really good tight ends and letting them get loose. So, but as far as, you know, it's not a very scary receiving core for Oakland. But, yeah, it's I mean, this game to me, I mean, Oakland has to win. They've played two straight bad games. That Coliseum is going to be absolutely nuts next to last game. The ticket prices suggest, I mean, it is going to be packed and rocking. And, you know, traveling out west isn't always great to the Titans. So even though it was already like, you know, can you get over the hump at Indy? Okay, now you've proved us something. You know, that's a win that, you know, maybe changes some minds. But you got to go right back out there and not give this one up. And if you can get it, now you've got two out of three with Houston and the Saints in there, and you got a chance. I mean, yeah, it really is. There's no scenario among all of them that will surprise me from here.
But it would be vintage Tennessee. They beat Indy and then go to Oakland and they lose. Joe, is 10 wins the number? Or do you think they still would have a problem getting in with 10 wins?
It seems like, and I haven't gone through every single scenario, but, I mean, I guess the worst combination would be you know, if you get to 10 and one of the losses, you know, is one of the AFC games, but I think at 10, they're in pretty good shape, you know. And actually, you know, if it's the right 10, I mean, if two of them are against Houston, then I think you win the division at 10 in all likelihood, you know. So, I mean, it really does matter what they are. But to me, if they get three of the four here, You know, of course, there's things that are just out of their control. I mean, what's Pittsburgh going to do down the stretch, things like that. But I think they'd have a really good chance of being in. Obviously, 11, you know, they're going to host a playoff game. And, you know, at 9, there's a tiny, tiny chance that they could still get in. But I don't like those chances. But, you know, 3 of the 4. But, again, this is the one, just like we said last week, you got to get this one. Or, you know, I do think that this one at Oakland, you know, it'd be a tough one to drop, even though, you know, it's not like the Raiders are bad. I mean, they're a decent team, and they are only a game back, and this is, to them, this is a playoff game.
Joe Rexroth joining us here. Let's say the money works out, and John Robinson has a deal on the table with both Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill. Let's say $20 million for Tannehill, $10 million for Derrick Henry, whatever the numbers are. But they've worked it out. But you can only pick one. Which one are you signing?
I'm signing Derrick Henry. And Tannehill has been terrific. Nothing you can take away from what he's done in this stretch. He's, I think certainly the Titans should at least want him for, a short term here, moving forward after this season. But if you're making me choose, I'm going to choose the guy who, to me, is emerging as one of the premier threats in the league. I mean, I understand that he is not, you know, the guy's not out running choice routes, and he's not Alvin Kamara out there and Christian McCaffrey, but excuse me, as a running threat, as a centerpiece of an offense. I mean, in the last 16 games, he has been elite in this league, and I understand the deal with running backs too, and the short shelf life, but the guy has been as durable as you can be, in this league, you know, and that to me is a huge part of it too. I mean, you can count on him every single week. So I'm signing Derrick Henry.
Well, he's been the best runner in the National Football League since the latter part of last year up until now. The best running back, probably not, because like you said, he doesn't do all those other things. But if you're talking pure runner, I think Derrick Henry has been that guy. This season and part of last season, they're going to have to make a decision whether, you know, they sign Ryan Tannehill to the, you know, 3-year, you know, $60-something million contract that he's going to get somewhere Or do they let him walk in, you know, draft a guy and bring in another guy just to be a placeholder for this team? So that's going to be interesting to see. Arthur Smith, what he's been able to do with this offense the second half, sort of the second half of the season. Just assess what he's been able to do at least the past, you know, six games since Tannehill has been a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, before last week, too, I thought the biggest issue, you know, in the first part of the season, which was pass protection, was getting better. And, of course, that reared its ugly head, especially in the first half at Indy. But, I think he's done a good job. You know, they've gotten Derrick Henry. They've committed to getting Derrick Henry the ball, I think, better. Excuse me. Obviously, Tannehill, I guess, can make you look better, and quarterbacks can make you look worse, too, as an OC. But I feel like in every game there are calls that you can tell have been schemed up that I think often work, are big moments in games. And of course, in this game, I mean, Mike Vrabel said he thought it was the best call of the year, but the shot to Khalif Raymond, and that ended that game. And, of course, it took a dime from Tannehill, but still, I mean, I really like that call. I think he's done a good job. I mean, it's the offense, you know, the production. Ultimately, you're judged by, you know, by the production, by the results, by the numbers. They've gotten dramatically better. You still have to point to Tannehill before you point to anything. I would point to Tannehill before I point to, like, Arthur Smith, you know, the light bulb coming on or something like that. But I think all along he's had the respect of the guys, good relationships, and he's put his head down, and he's had some bad weeks and some good weeks. But overall, I think you look at that hire at this point and you say, you know, that I'd call it a success with an asterisk. Let's see how it goes from here.
Hey, Joe, I'll let you go, but I just, as a reporter, I'm curious what your thoughts are on how Peter Laviolette has handled the Kyle Turris situation. You know, Mike Vrabel had his dust-ups with the media. Jeremy Pruitt has his issues with the media early on. I'm just sort of curious what you thought of how Laviolette handled it and just sort of the interaction between press and coaching, the state of it today in journalism.
Yeah, well, look, I don't like how he's handled it because I want him to tell us everything that's going on, you know, and so you try to ask, but and you don't get much from Laviolette. I mean, he's been consistent in that way. You know, since I've been around here, he does not talk about really what he's thinking on lineup decisions. This was a curious, you know, this was a unique situation because you're talking about you're just kind of grabbing AHL guys instead of Kyle Turris there for a stretch, and so it's like, what the heck is going on? So, I mean, it's. I think it is. It's a case by case basis, Braden. I mean, I think overall your question, it's more contentious now. I think you have fewer, you know, frank conversations about things like that now than you used to. But it's also, you know, I mean, my understanding on Laviolette is that he used to be a lot different, you know, early in his career. And so I guess, you know, when you're covered by New York and then Philly media, maybe right. That makes you a little jaded. But no, I to me it's always like, and I always try to make this point, like, I know that, you know, you're looking at me right now or looking at this room full of reporters, but you're talking to your fans, the people who make, you know, your job and all this possible because they want to watch and they want to pay for games. So that's who you're answering the questions for, and I would like people in Laviolette's position and coaches and general managers to be more mindful of that and not worry about who's asking the question, but who we're asking it for.
Yeah, go back. You sanctimonious troll, you, Joe Rexroad.
That's right.
With your meager little life. I'm quoting Mike Leach here, who was just a complete bozo this past weekend. All right.
Agree.
Joe, thank you so much, man. We do appreciate it.
All right, see you tomorrow morning, bud. Thanks,
Joe Rexroad, of course, brought to you by Holly Garenzen, your local GEICO agent on Rosa Parks Boulevard. Holly can help you out with your car, home, motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance. Derek, your RV can be insured by Holly Garenzen. Located at 2120 Rosa Parks Boulevard. Think local, buy local with GEICO.
Well, if I had an RV, then...
If you had one?
Yeah, I'd get it insured by Holly.
There you go. All possibilities on the table and would not be a surprise for the Tennessee Titans. We'll explain when we come back.
And what else is not a surprise is, once again, men out there, I'm going to tell you about my good friends over at Cool Springs MD. For the years, more men have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and his wife Daphne, along with that experienced staff, give men the treatment required to improve their quality of life. Cool Springs MD services have already helped many men of Brentwood, Nashville, Franklin, which I'm in, and the surrounding areas in Tennessee with improving their immune systems. It's that time of year. We don't need to be getting sick and missing work and can't go out on the weekends with our family. So, men, they can improve your immune systems, your energy levels, because if you got kids, you got to be able to play with the kids. They want to go outside, play a little hoops, a little hockey, you know, throw the football. You got to be able to do that, man. You can't neglect that part of your life because you're tired. Cognitive functions and more. And guess who can help you with that? The good folks at Cool Springs MD. They will give you the medical care you require to have a healthy and enriched life. There's no better time to achieve that lifestyle than now. What are you waiting on, men? Pull out your pencils, your pens, your cell phones, smartphones, whatever. Put this number in, store it, stick it on your refrigerator if you can't remember it. Give Cool Springs MD a call today and make an appointment. Not tomorrow, today. 615-486-3458. 615-486-3458. Make that decision. I made it. It was one of the best decisions that I made going to see the folks at Cool Springs MD. Also, go to their website, coolspringsmd.com.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.